High Noon is an iconic Western movie that starred Montana's own Gary Cooper. It was filmed in 1951, during the height of the Red Scare and the blacklisting of American Communist Party members in Hollywood. There's a new book that explains how this tumultuous time in Hollywood played a role in that great Western. For author Glenn Frankel, the movie High Noon was the perfect blend of Hollywood and politics of the 1950s. His new book, High Noon, The Hollywood Blacklist and the Making of an American Classic, focuses on the movie's screenwriter, Carl Foreman, a former member of the American Communist Party in Hollywood. Foreman's old friends and business partners are kind of peeling away from him and the subtle pressure being applied, and he begins to write a bit of that into the script. He's putting the finishing touches on the screenplay when he gets his subpoena to appear before the House Un-American Activities Committee.
He begins to identify with the marshal, Will Kane, the lawman played by Gary Cooper, who, as you'll recall, is about to face four bad guys who are coming to this small town to kill him. And Carl sees the House committee as basically those bad guys, and he sees himself as the marshal facing this terrible dilemma of whether to run and get away from these guys or whether to stand up and face them.
What has intrigued Frankel is how strong the Hollywood blacklist was and what a challenge it was for our democracy.
We think of our democracy as a pretty strong, vibrant thing, and it is, certainly. But at the same time, there have been moments in our history where it's really been challenged and where sometimes it hasn't done, quite lived up to our expectations. I don't know if we're in a moment like that now, but I see some echoes back and forth.
Frankel will share his thoughts on the movie and those times in Hollywood at a talk Wednesday night in Helena, Thursday night in Bozeman, and Friday night in Billings. Kay Erickson, YPR News.